Hey, New Life fam, my name is Nate, and I want to kick off the Devo today by making you mad. I want you to think about the most offensive thing that has ever happened to you. Go ahead. It probably still makes you mad to think about. I know that mine does, because offensiveness is powerful. We all know what it's like to be offended, and as followers of Jesus, we're not immune to being offended. We see the same thing in the passage that we're talking about today in Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. In fact, today I want to talk about God's offensive mercy. That's right, God is so merciful that it's offensive to people. So let's quickly recap the story Jesus told. A guy, he went to pay his employees a previously agreed upon wage. Each group had been working different shifts. The first group had worked all day. The last group of workers only labored about an hour, but everyone was paid an equal amount. The guys who worked all day, they felt slighted and they complained. They were offended. Why? Because the guys who only worked about an hour received the same reward. The owner chastised the offended party. Why did he do that? Because he could do whatever he wanted with his money. It wasn't up to the offended party to divvy up the owner's generosity. I like to work hard. In fact, last count, I had 3 jobs. That might change tomorrow. But for anybody who knows what it's like to work hard, it's easy to see just how unfair this parable seems. Like, what in the world? Why did these guys that didn't do much get the same pay? Because the owner was generous. You can be as generous as you want with what's yours, but you can't own someone else's generosity. As a follower of Jesus, this is where it gets tricky if we're not careful. Because God is so merciful, someone following Jesus for decades gets the same mercy as the one who's only followed him for a few months. God's mercy doesn't operate on a balanced budget. My wife Jamie and I, we have a budget in our family. We live well within our means. Why? Because we have finite resources. God's mercy doesn't work that way. God's mercy extends beyond our understanding. Fairness is not part of the equation. It's not Jesus plus my good deeds equals salvation. It's Jesus plus his mercy equals salvation, period. When I take my kids out for ice cream, I don't give the best behaved one the biggest portion. Don't do that to your kids. You'll screw them up for life. God doesn't do that to us either, not where his mercy is concerned. God doesn't reward us for our good behavior. That's not how his economy works. And pretending he does will cause us to live in pursuit of moralism rather than Jesus. How tragic would that be? The truth is, being offended happens when we think we're entitled to something. So here's a big uncomfortable truth for all of us. We didn't earn the mercy God gives us. I didn't pay for it, neither did you. Jesus did. It's his mercy, and he can give it to whoever he wants, as much as he wants, whenever he wants. And I love the way the heart of this matter was captured for us in the Message Bible. Jesus, he's asking all of us a question through the words of this guy in this story in Matthew 20, verse 15. It says, "Are you going to get stingy because I'm generous?" Wow. Do you know how you and I can best demonstrate our love for God? Reject being stingy. Reject being offended. By rejecting a sense of fairness surrounding mercy. Instead, let's all resolve to share mercy. Share the mercy God gives us like it will never run out, because God's mercy never will. So what do we do with that? Well, for starters, find someone to celebrate the generosity of God with today. Ask a friend or coworker what God has done for them, and when they tell you, celebrate. And if they're struggling, loan them some of the mercy God has given you. Ask them if you can pray for them. Maybe you've never done anything like that before. Today is a perfect day to try it for the first time. As God's mercy moves through you, you'll see your own potential for offensiveness being pushed away, and you'll live in the deep end of God's generosity, a place where people meet Jesus and the love of God is the most treasured commodity. Man, heaven help us all to live like that. Amen.